The toughest part about this time of year is really the numbers game and just making a roster and trying to navigate that numbers game, right? Nick Ashew, Team 980. We always have the preseason heroes, the August heroes, whatever you want to call them. We've only had one preseason game, but we've certainly had a couple of guys that fall into that category, and Robert Henry Jr. is right at the top. Like, Catron Allen's in the mix, but he also was drafted by the team. To me, it's more of the guys that either have bounced around the league that get more of an opportunity that have developed, and they show up in preseason, you're like, whoa, he got better. Or it's an undrafted rookie free agent like a Robert Henry Jr. that goes off the way that he did in their first preseason game. And I know they're not against starters, and you know, we have to put it in perspective, sort of like NBA Summer League, where you can get excited watching a guy, but then also temper your expectations because it's very different than a regular season NBA game. But you do have guys that have an opportunity against Detroit tomorrow to really continue that. And Robert Henry Jr. is obviously at the top of the list because, you know, like we talked to J.P. Finley earlier, and it might be a numbers game for him. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt on the roster, right? Rashad White on the roster. I'd argue Catron Allen on the roster. You draft him, he looks good in the first preseason game, as long as that's also continuing in camp. He fits a need for this team with the type of running back that he is. But then the question after that really becomes, like, what do you do? Is it going to be three running backs? What about Jeremy McNichols, who, you know, is dealing with an injury right now, but is he somebody that you still want to be a part of this roster? Or is he somebody that you think maybe doesn't hold as much value as a Robert Henry Jr.? But you got to hope that Robert Henry Jr. is a guy that, if he makes the active roster, is somebody that can actually contribute versus you put him on the practice squad, you keep three backs to start with, and then you start tinkering with the roster whenever injuries become, you know, what they are. Like, that's where this starts to get really tough, and we've only had one preseason game. And a lot of it's really decided more in camp, too. I mean, you get moments in preseason, but majority of this roster is already figured out. But Robert Henry Jr., to me, is at least because you're going to be the center of attention there playing that preseason game. Everybody can see it. It's an opportunity for him to make more of a name for himself. And worst-case scenario, he gets something on film where other people can see it. Like, worst case scenario for him, he doesn't make the roster and someone else picks him up when he's cut. There's a chance that that's the case, too. But I'd probably put Robert Henry Jr. right at the very, very top of this list. Anthony, you got anybody else that can make a name for themselves tomorrow against Detroit that you like or you think needs to prove something?
I feel like Quan Martin.
Okay.
I think he could be a good candidate.
I feel like that's a name that's constantly being thrown around as somebody that needs to.
Yeah. I mean, I just think he's been floating with the twos and threes, and a lot of the times with the threes. So I feel as though coming off what he did last weekend, getting an interception, I think he probably has a lot to prove because, again, this is year four for him, and he's got to, you know, build off or at least approve upon what he did last year where he struggled to tackle, was sort of kind of out of position. And he just needs to, you know, make a case for himself because he's getting buried and buried deeper into that depth chart. So I would say Quan Martin, to be honest. And I'm not sure if, you know, them putting Jeremy Reeves ahead of him or, you know, Percy Butler was to ignite a fire within him or anything, but he went from being our starter to now being the third string or a part of the third string safety unit. So I would probably say him.
He's probably right at the top, and that's a name that we've been, you know, you hear quite a bit of. More to, you know, need to see more. It's going to be tough with the, if Jaden doesn't play, it's going to be tough kind of deciding what you're going to get from any of the back end of the depth chart with wide receivers too. You know, I mean, if we're looking at five receivers that you'd put on the roster right now, McLaurin, Diggs, Antonio Williams, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, because of special teams alone, like that's five. So then the question is it Treylon Burks, Van Jefferson, De'Ami Brown, and Jaden Bradley that compete for that those last two spots? Is Jaden Bradley a practice squad guy? But if you don't have much of Jaden Daniels or at all throwing the football, are you going to get to a point where it's like, Sam Hartman and Ethan Calligmanis throwing them the ball, and they're like, are you really going to get a judgment of what it is? Like, that's what's tough for wide receivers. You're dependent on someone else getting you the football to show what you can do. Now, granted, once it's in your hands, you got to make the plays, but if you're not getting the opportunities, you're not getting the targets, it's why wide receivers are just so angry when they don't get the football. Some more than others, but right? It's like, hey, I'd like to do my job, and I can't, right? Everybody hates that. Most people. I know I do. If you're waiting on someone else, you got to get something done. You're playing the waiting game on stuff. Oh, it's the worst. I can't stand it. So I can imagine how a wide receiver feels, like Stephon Diggs has done plenty in his career. Throw me the damn ball. But that's how you produce. That's how wide receivers do their job. You got to have the football in their hands. So if you're not getting the ball, that definitely changes things. But yeah, so much of this is going on in practice here too. I do think this is probably a 7 wide receiver group. Maybe they go 6 if there's really a position battle somewhere else. They've just got to keep an extra guy. But like, if you sign Van Jefferson and De'Ami Brown, maybe Treylon Burks just doesn't make the roster, because at this point you just like, he's up and down and in and out, and it's just, he is what he is at this point. Big receiver, I get it. Great catch last year. That was kind of it. So that's really where the debate comes in, is, you know, does he provide something different where it's enough? You also have Chigakonkwo, who's going to give you essentially like a de facto big receiver, right? He's a tight end, but you can line him up at receiver, great in the red zone, get the ball in his hands, let him run over guys. Like, there's a lot there which may make Treylon Burks expendable anyway. So they might not even have to have that debate. And it's Van Jefferson and De'Ami Brown, the last 2 spots. You keep 7, boom, you're done. So there you go. I just filled out the roster for wide receiver for this team. Nick Ashew on the Team 980.